The abbess dismissed him with a regal sweep of her paw.
Oh, confound the rules. I hereby change them. Friar Sugum, you have permission to sing where and whenever you so desire. Skipper Rourke, be so kind as to announce our friar's song immediately.
The otter chieftain pounded the tabletop.
Oi, Red Wallers, attention every beast. Give good order for Friar Sugum. He's going to give us a song, which will be entered into the contest. Friar?
Mounting the table and straddling scones and pasties, Sugum beckoned.
Are you ready, Droll? Don't make the key too high.
One of the kitchen staff, a small hogwife, began tuning a hogolino. This is a stringed instrument which hedgehogs hold upside down, plucking it with their head spikes by moving it back and forth. After a short introduction, the friar launched into his song. He had a good baritone voice and was able to quaver and warble readily.
Pray hearken to this humble beast, no warrior am I. I crave no spear or sword to wield, no arrow to let fly. No foe beast have I ever slain, my friend, I'll tell you why. Because I'm but a simple cook, come try my apple pie. Let fighters from the battle rest, victorious but sore. They throng into my dining hall, and what do they ask for? More enemies to charge against. No, when war is through, they trade their victory medals for a bowl of my hot stew. So look you on this humble beast, and pray regard me well. My paw has never swung a blade, fell vermin for to fell. My kitchen is no battlefield, I'll shout no loud war cry. Because I'm but a simple cook, come try my apple pie.
The friar's ditty was so well received that Red Wallers pounded the tables, cheering him to the echo. Some of the mole crew, who it is common knowledge can become quite emotional over the simplest things, wept openly into large spotty kerchiefs.
Boo! Oh, I do dearly like songs about plain humble beasts. Will he sing it at a ganser?
Abbess Marjoram addressed the assembly.
That was a fine ballad, and well sung, though there's no need for our friend to sing it again. I think he deserves far more applause for the delicious dishes he produces for us day in and day out. Friar Sugum, please, take a bow.
There was another round of wild cheering, but the good Waterfall was not there to acknowledge it, being the timid beast he was. The friar had fled back to his kitchens.